stormlakeradio.com. How about a podcast? Chris Bachman, Scott Randall. Let's call it iGate, the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team, specifically Adam Woodbury. Sioux City East, we can call him in our backyard. He's a hometown guy for us, almost.
Well, Northwest Iowa kids are good kids. Let me start with that.
All right.
And, you know, this controversy, whether this is intentional or an accident, I'm going to take the stance that these are not intentional acts. That's my stance. I've looked at the tape. Yes, I know one of them doesn't look very good, but the one that I saw last game against
Sunday night,
Sunday afternoon. Yeah, Sunday against Maryland, and then the one against the Comiskey kid from Wisconsin. He is putting his hand into the player's face, but I'll tell you what,
he has long arms.
He has long, big hands too. But if you take a look at if he can do that intentionally, then I have to say the guy's been taking up martial arts in his spare time, because for me to poke somebody in the eye deliberately like that perfectly, he's been practicing.
All right, for podcast purposes, let's speed things along here with our first ever podcast here at stormlakeradio.com. Scott will be back with many more in days and weeks ahead. All right, twice at Wisconsin, Dan Dockich, ESPN commentator, calls him gutless. All right, that leads to Sunday, the game against Maryland. Hawks look great, 22-3, never look back, knock off number 17 Maryland. Afterward, Fran McCaffrey asked about another eye poke in the first half of the Maryland game, and he got a little disgusted, brushed off the reporter in a hurry, in a hasty manner, which maybe leads to some of the national attention, my guess, because Michael Wilbon on Pardon the Interruption is calling out Adam Woodbury, saying someone needs to take care of him.
Well, that's going a little bit far. I mean, we're talking about kids, amateur sports. These guys aren't pros. You know, Fran McCaffrey could be looking at it from two perspectives. Number one, it could be an indictment on his coaching. You know, people could think, is that what he's telling them to do? Or is this Adam Woodbury alone acting alone? But he's defending his player. I mean, let's face it, this is still very raw in the national media and on Fran McCaffrey's mind. I mean, this is like taking a guy that just went to the dentist and had his tooth pulled, and you're going back in and digging in the place where the tooth was. I mean, give the guy a little Novocaine, you know, we'll numb it up a little bit. But I mean, right there, that's a raw topic. It hit a nerve.
Right.
And Fran is quick to he's a hothead. Yeah. I mean, let's say it like it is.
On the sidelines, yeah, and maybe in the press conference. But on a positive note here, away from iGate and Adam Woodbury, and let's hope there's not another poked eye Thursday when they take on the Gophers or whatever game lies ahead. Northern Iowa ranked 13th, Iowa State, despite a Monday night loss at Oklahoma, ranked number 14, and the Hawks would be ranked 26th. In the latest AP poll. So here in the state of Iowa, Scott, we're a month away from March Madness. I mean, this is going to be a great stretch in March.
Well, and I have not looked at the Northern Iowa looks to be sitting in very good position. So does Iowa State. Iowa has a situation ahead of them scheduling-wise where they can make a small run. Mm-hmm. The schedule is set up for them to do that. So if they can play like they played the last couple of games and keep that momentum going, we very well could have our big three, or three of our big four, in the dance.
In the field.
That'd be awesome.
Get your brackets ready. What a great time to fill that out. All right, our podcast here at stormlakeradio.com with Scott Randall. I'm Chris Bachman, starting with iGate, Adam Woodbury. Scott, can you name some NBA players? I've got a Hall of Famer who wore goggles his whole career.
The only one I can think of is James Worthy.
There you go, the L.A. Lakers.
Well, and a person shouldn't have to wear goggles.
But he did.
He did.
Right.
And things happen. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, Woodbury has been in a cast in a light that, because you do it three times in 2 weeks, it does raise some suspicion. I understand that. But I believe it's been accidental. It is correctable. Instead of putting his hand up in the guy's face
right.
to try to block or deflect a shot, defend the passing lanes, keep your hands out to your sides,
right.
and it's correctable.
Right.
And if he continues to do it going forward, then I would start to say we got a problem here.
Okay. All right. Well, keep that in mind. James Worthy, maybe big James Edwards from the Detroit Pistons in 89-90. He wore... And what about good old Kurt Rambis? He had the old-fashioned glasses that I think even had the thing, the elastic band to keep them on.
He was old school, man.
All right. Old school basketball, new school hoops, and something new for us, a podcast here. Scott Randall, Chris Bachman at stormlakeradio.com.